athletics.
They're all running, all
some
limbs.
Some are partially sighted.
And very fast.
Some have got cerebral palsy. You don't have to have a limb missing.
Oh, right, okay.
Some support workers.
Well, I'd won that, wouldn't I?
Woo!
I don't know.
Okay, that's yeah.
They'd have to break the categories down
they
for
do.
Me to understand.
Because if you listen, beginning of every race, they say this is the 800 Paralympics full category, and it always
says. I saw an appalling the data. It was I can't think it was whatever the categories must have been for amputee categories.
Yeah.
It was one woman with two arms with one leg against one competitor that had two legs and one arm. Now, although you use your legs in swimming, the majority of it is upper body and core. That's an advantage, is you've got two arms compared to one
that's
arm.
Why, yeah.
That Ellie Simmons...
She's still doing all right, to be fair, she's flying along.
That Ellie Simmons, though, she's got all her limbs, but she's a dwarf.
That's the circus category.
No, she was swimming.
Well, I don't know.
She was swimming against someone with only one leg to see her get in the water.
They classified them, didn't they, years ago, them. You know,
but she, not being funny, she was fantastic.
Well, there's only way you can get any parity across the groups.
But she had to do three strokes, so this woman like next to her, one stroke, because this woman next to her was about 5'10", and this Ellie's 4 foot, and she won.
I think. Well, who?
The dwarf. Hmm. But in our normal Olympics, that one runner had them...
Pistorius.
Yeah, well, that was cheating.
Hey,
I wouldn't mind having a go at them.
I'll
tell you what,
that's...
However...
Oh, well, chop your legs off below the knee and you can have a go.
He's in the news this morning because he didn't win his gold in the Paralympics and saying that the other guy's got longer prosthetic legs.
Did he win both Olympics?
Mm? Yeah.
Well, how's that allowed then?
Because his times are comparable to
the...
He had to go to court and fight for that to get his place there.
Oh,
so I think the previous Olympics he was a lot better. He didn't win so shit up this time. But there's Sarah Story, the cyclist, I think has lost a hand. She was on the edge of actually qualifying for the women's pursuit team.
How did the ones ride the bikes with one leg? One man had
unicycle? I don't know.
He must have a prosthetic thing and strap it in.
One guy had a cyclist was
virtually
paralysed by my hang glider accident, crashed. And then hang gliders dragged him along the floor and battered him into next week. And he couldn't stand or walk, but they found out he had some responsibility in his quads. His quads. And they said, you might be able to ride your bike, you never know. So they started. And he can't even ride a bike.
It is hard to get your head around some of it.
I think it's amazing.